Gewiss Podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. Good. Yes. Yeah, so we are back with the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. And today we have again a very known person in the water polo community over the last couple of years or decades. And we have again a goalkeeper here in the podcast, Bane Mitrovic. So welcome to the podcast. And yeah, it's really an honor to have you here. So welcome to the podcast. And maybe at the beginning, I wanted to hand it over to you. So for a little introduction for the few listeners who are maybe not familiar with your name. So welcome.
Yes. Hello, Andreas. Sorry.
Not a problem. So we have the same situation with the names.
Yes. Hello, Andreas. Yes. First of all, thank you for inviting me to speak about the water polo and to spread the knowledge about our beautiful sport. I will introduce myself. My name, my full name is like Branislav Mitrovic. So I'm already 40 years old. I coming from Serbia. It's from Novi Sad, where I started water polo in Vojvodina. Then I had a very long career. I played until last year. I was also the member of the Serbian national water polo team for more than 12 years. In that time, I won two times Olympic Games, one time World Championship, four time European Championship, and six time Euro World Leagues. And also with the clubs, I won many national championship cups. Through my career, I played in Serbia for Vojvodina and Partizan. After, I played in Hungary for four or five teams. And then I finished my career in France. So last year, I still played, but also finished. After that, I started my coaching career in the Vasas. Yes, at first I was the coach of the 13-year-old kids, boys. Then I was connected or engaged to the senior team of Vasas as an assistant coach. And from this season, on my very big happiness, I started as a goalkeeper's coach of the Vasas senior water polo team. So as I said, I'm like back to home office, you know, where I started and where I in which part I had the biggest knowledge.
Yeah, so back to the let's say familiar roots. Yeah, yes. For you as a from perspective as a goalkeeper, so you already mentioned all these kind of titles during your career, so which is very impressive. So at least for somebody outside of these kind of achievements, yeah, like me, when you are doing some research about somebody like you, yeah, so it's not really easy to get this all the piece of paper, all the titles. So it's very impressive, yeah. So two-time Olympian champion and all these World Cups and multiple European champion titles. So it's very impressive, yeah. So
thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Perfect. let me start. So I already mentioned the little kind of research about you, about your career, about your stations, victories, wins, and so on. So there are some interesting quotes from you, but also about you. So maybe I would like to start talking about with you some quotes from you. So based on the research I did, Hopefully the internet is not wrong and you can maybe remember about the sentence. The first one is you can be a champion once by chance, but twice only with discipline and trust. So which is hopefully then also some kind of behavior. Yeah. So I don't know. Is it true that this sentence is coming from you? Maybe.
not exactly. But the most important thoughts in that sentence or the words are something that I used to say. So, for my philosophy of sports, discipline is the most important thing. So now I can see it. What was the thing that make me different from a lot of other guys? This is a discipline, you know, to coming every day doing the same things, even if you don't like, you do it. You don't make the question to the coach, why I'm now doing this? Is this good for me or not doing this for me? So doing some things from day to day, like from years to years, you know, and at the end, it pays off. You know, so for me, if we try to find one word that we can, that for all sportsmen need to be in recipe, the discipline is the most important word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And for me, you know, like now, like a coach, like a parent, for me, why is also important word? Because discipline in sport brings you discipline in your life on so many ways, you know, and this is why I also spread this mind about discipline to all other players.
Yeah. So, and I would assume you already mentioned that you was a coach for the young boys last year, and then going to the senior team this year is something you would like to deliver also to the young guys. Yeah. So these kind of discipline and coming each day and every day and do it over and over again. So just not to recognize it as a work maybe or something boring, because it's part of the process to be successful at the end.
Yes, of course. So as I mentioned, you know, discipline is something that especially in these days, young guys can forget, you know, to come every day on the time to do the same things like warm up, you know, same thing, your body to be in the same position every day after the training, you know, to be focused every training. So these, like for me, are the basic things, you know. And if you can make these basic things in your everyday routine, so to be your discipline routine, then with you, there's not going to be problem. Mm-hmm. And when I'm saying there's not going to be problem with you, for why also is discipline most important thing for me? You know, I think only few players or guys can be the Olympic champions. But on the other hand, everybody can be Olympic champion of his life. So to give the maximum or 100% of conditions that he has in himself, you know, and without discipline, without that, when it's hard, you even then you go out, you train, even then when everything is against you, you know, so your parents are not on your side, you know, your girlfriend does not like you, you know, the coach is, and then again you go out and you do the same things, you know, and this is what moves you forward.
Yeah, so, and I would absolutely agree with that what you said before. So this is something which brings you not only necessarily within the sport or in the water polo area forward, but because this gives you so much opportunities also in the business area, in the studying, in the school, whatever, yeah, so in the private life, where you have really then the benefits moving from the sports activities or sports area into the private life, and in the business life maybe at the end. Yeah. So
yes,
this is something everybody told you, or me at least, saying, okay, I learned so much during my active career, which is so helpful at the end of the career, starting the business area. Yeah. So that's more or less every time the case, the feedback.
Yes, yeah. These are the basics when you think a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely, yeah. And the other quote or sentence about you. So maybe hopefully this is something which is okay, or which is a regular sentence, that Brana is not only a wall in the goal, he's our sixth player in the water. He reads the game like a coach. So, which is coming from Dejan Savic. Maybe there are so many sentences said in the past, so that you're not really can remember the,
you know,
the only
he's,
one.
He's not the coach who speaks on that way about his players. You know, so this is not for sure.
Yeah, so maybe
it's not for
not
sure
with
yet,
you.
But you know, I had some friends, coaches who told me, for example, that sentence also. You know, So yeah, especially here in Hungary, they know me about when I was still a goalkeeper, like somebody who was reading the game, who was like preparing very, very well, you know, because I think when you're a goalkeeper, you need to get prepared very well for an opponent, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, you need to know what are the tactics, what are they going to do. So this is what I did. So to predict what they're going to do, because when you know that, you are one step in front of them, you know.
Yeah, so which make it a little bit more complicated for a goalkeeper to prepare for a match, maybe. So you, as you said, you have to keep in mind maybe some kind of movements about the center forward or wing player or whatever, so that you are maybe know he's left, he's moving right or left or whatever. So when you know that before he moves, so you are really then step forward and maybe able to secure the goal.
Yeah, like I finish two colleges, you know, and the other, I'm a coach in the sports, and the first, I'm engineer in the technical sciences, you know. So this engineering I brought into the preparing the games. now you can understand me. So I made, you know, a lot. I watch a lot of videos. I wanted to know everything, what they're going to do, why are they going to do, you know, and to get, and then after that, how I going to solve that things that they're going to do. So like, you know, like real engineer who is solving some problem.
Exactly, and before the problem really occurs, yeah. So
yes,
you have the solution before the problem occurs.
yes.
So maybe then after these kind of quotes, so let's talk about a little bit of the role of a goalkeeper. So you're really familiar then with the role of the goalkeeper over the last couple of years. What do you think about the change of the role of a goalkeeper? So maybe the role or the role of the goalkeeper 20, 15 years ago, it's for sure a different one as it is today. How does this change in your view?
It changed a lot. If we spoke about last 30 years, I think it changed a lot, because on the beginning, when I was started to train the water polo, when I was started to watch the games, you know, like on the serious level, to started to be in the Yugoslavia and after Serbian national team, the goal of all, not the goal, but the role of the goalkeeper was like to be and to defend one part of the goal. And it was like his responsibility is not so big, you know, because you had a very high level defense with the players, the blocks, you know, and everything. And now, through time, as they change the rules, this is not the first, probably not the second time they change the rules. Yes, we can see that the shooters, they are closer. The shooters, they don't have so strong shot, but they have very fast shot. They shoot very, very fast. So they take the ball from their hands very, very fast. So this changed the position for the goalkeeper, as how he's defending. So he needs to make new movements, new technique on the one hand. On the other hand, his role is now very, very important. So we saw in Singapore also, so if you don't have the goalkeeper who is playing well, you are not in the game. Then I will go one step forward. So with the new rules, with a smaller field, with a lot of shots, with a lot of everything, you need to have two goalkeepers also. So I think for the future is you without the very, very good goalkeeper, you cannot, you know, expect anything. So goalkeepers, I hope that goalkeepers are going to be, more priced players than at this point of view, because you know, until now it was very important to have some good shooter, but without a good goalkeeper you cannot do anything.
So it's for me then, when I understand you correctly, that the goalkeeper is really much more getting a much more important role during the game, for the game, for the success of the team. So you already mentioned the new rules. So which is, as you said, makes it not really easier than for the goalkeeper. Yeah. So do you think, or which goalkeeper was for you, for example, in Singapore, the best goalkeeper? So are there any goalkeepers where you say, okay, this is, I don't know, number one, two, three for you, from your perspective? Over the last couple of tournaments,
yes, we saw the Greek goalkeeper who received a chance after the Zadevas, so he was very on very high level. For me, he played very well. You know, he played very well, and after him the Spanish goalkeeper also. So they were the two best goalkeepers of the tournament, you know. And for me, why I can give a little bit advantage to the Greek goalkeeper, you know, because he was not the first goalkeeper until now. So he until now, okay, he was there with the national team, but he didn't have a big role, and now he received a big role, and he play on the very high level all the end. And on the other hand, that I need to give credit to him, that as the games were going on, he was better and better, you know, which was not usual for this tournament. Yeah, it is very very interesting topic, you know, because as we spoke with the new rules, too many shots, the goalkeepers who were the first goalkeepers to the tournament, as the tournament going to the finish, they were getting tired, you know, and we saw that like their productivity are falling down. As the tournament went forward, but with the Greek goalkeeper, it was not that case. So all the credits, you know, to him, and he was one of the best players of the whole tournament. Not just the goalkeepers, you know, he was very, very on the very, very high level. For me, maybe, you know, like for the MVP, maybe MVP of the tournament.
And MVP of the tournament. So you already also mentioned at the or announced as the best goalkeeper. What was it? Olympia in 2020 or 21, and the best goalkeeper of the world champion 2015, right?
Yes. So yes.
Does it make something with a goalkeeper when he saw, okay, I'm the best goalkeeper of this kind of tournament? So was it? What was it for you? Maybe an example for in your situation.
You know, it's like your personal credit. You know, in my team, you know, in the Serbian national team, all of the players I know, and for me also, you know, only the team was important. So if somebody receives some, you know, like personal awards, it was not only my award, you know. So mm-hmm. It was the award of the whole Serbian national team, you know, of our defense, you know, and everything. So for you, at the end of the day, okay, you feel better, of course, no, to be best in the job, what are you doing in the world, right? So it's good, but I never thought on that way. Like now, I'm something special, or I'm you know, like I deserve something more. No, like you know, from the very next day or very next training, you need to compete again and to prove yourself, your quality again. So it's like even more to prove, you know, because now everybody is expecting from you, you know, to stay and to keep this high level, which is what is not very easy, you know.
So as you mentioned, it's at the end a team sport, yeah. So it's also your personal performance. It's really reliable then on the performance of the team, yeah. So without the team, maybe nobody in the goal would be ever an MVP or the best goalkeeper, yeah. So it's each time, as you mentioned, a team effort, and then you are not playing alone. Yeah, so that's the case.
yes, and sometimes players forget that, but we're human beings.
Yeah, so this is not a goalkeeper specific problem. Then that's some kind of ego thing. Then for somebody. So. Regarding the kind of Olympic Games, so I had already some guys or people here in the podcast who are also Olympic champion and attendees of the Olympic Games. What was it for you to be at the Olympic Games? So are there any special memories for you when you're joining the first Olympic Games in the past? So any special memories from your perspective?
You know, like for me, like for probably for all other sportsmen, the Olympic Games are the biggest tournament in your life, you know. So lot of people usually train whole his life and never goes there, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can, if you go once, you know, and you think about how it will go for you. So for me, it was like also, you know, everything there was phenomenal, you know. But on the other hand, in the 2016, you know, we were like, we won everything some years before, you know. So it was a very big expectation from us to bring the gold medal. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to, you know, to do these emotions about the Olympic Games. Make some problems in my head or in my mind, you know. And to get out of this very important way. So in this kind of way, I didn't think about the Olympic Games in that way. You know, I was trying to be, you know, as we mentioned, very disciplined, and to do all the things right, and to try to give my best. You know, and thank to God, you know, at the end it was very useful, and we did a very good job.
You did a very good job twice, yeah. So which is also very
interesting.
Yeah. So are there any? So I'm not the only one who's not really then during his life able to compete at the Olympic Games and at far away some kind of bronze medal, gold medal matches. But what are the thoughts or feelings when you say, okay, I reached the gold medal match of the Olympic Games? So I agree that this is some kind then the result of the discipline and so on, yeah? But what are the really, let's say, human feelings or human behaviors, human impressions then when you reach this not only in Rio, but also then several years after that again? So
when you reach it again, I think it's bigger, mm-hmm. because there are not so expectation that you're going to do it again. A lot of times you see in the eyes of others and words of others how big work did you do, mm-hmm. because for a lot of us, you play with the same teams, you see the same people. It's like it was not that we went to some other planet, you know, to play or with other guys, you understand? So you can see it also on the other hand. So you played with the same referees, same water, everything is the same. In that kind of way, it was just one tournament. Mm-hmm. But what it mentioned to other people, and what it mentioned to you when you see that, when you're holding that gold Olympic medal in your hands, that it is very, very nice thing.
Very nice thing. Yeah. So
yes,
I could imagine.
Yes. Yes.
So you mentioned you won a lot of tournaments, game before that. So in the press or in the internet is somehow these words of golden generation flying around. What do you think does make this generation somehow these kind of special, because they are able to reach two times in a row the Olympic gold medal match in this tournament? So are there any special things you think, or is it just another generation, or are there any specific special things you can think about what makes these kind of generations so successful?
You know, this is when you also, when you speak about, for example, about Ronaldo and the Messi, you know, mm-hmm. all the things that you say, the first you need to be talented, right? Yes. So mm-hmm. so we all had the luck that the staff who was managing these kind of players made very good job to make that, I don't know, 15 or 16 players that went through that time with the Serbian national team. So you need to make very good to choose very good players and very good mm-hmm. People. Of course, after the talent, all the guys are very, very good water polo players. And we had a very good coach, one of the best in the world, Dejan Savic. And I think one of the most important things that team had is the all of players were able to put their ego into the use of the team, you know. Mm-hmm. Because all the players in that time were the first and the most important players in the biggest European clubs. And when we came to the national team, everybody knew his small role of the team. You understand? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it is not easy. You know, it is not easy when you have 13 players that are the captains, the most important players in their team, in the Champions League, you know, and to come to the national team and to say, okay, right now I'm not the first player in the team, I'm the 10th player of the team. And as the 10th player of the team, to give his maximum. So this is the, for me, you know, this is the one of the biggest power of that team. And this is why we managed not just to win, you know, two Olympic Games, but to win a lot of tournaments at that time.
Yeah,
So
so
light
and this
beam.
is also then the benefit or the achievement then from the coach or from the coaching staff, as you said, to say, okay, I have not really to train the guys coming to the national team because they know more or less everything, but
yes.
I have to moderate then these kind of situations and between all these 15, 16 players. That they are really see you are have an important role, but you are not the in the first starting line. Yeah, so you are
yes,
a very important piece, but only one piece of the team.
And what I need to mention, why it was the enjoying, because that team was built like for 10 years. You understand? Mm. So I came to Partizan in 2007, and 10 of the guys with who I after won the Olympic medal were in that team. You understand?
Mm. Yeah.
So this was like a very long process, and maybe because of this long time, it was very good result.
Yeah, I'm through.